Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tankar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tankar's Tavern blog. So, before I delve into today's one story is definitely true, one story might be true, tellings of my travels, I got a short message from Tim Short of Gothridge Manor, the blog, and the podcast. Let's listen to Tim for a sec.
Hey, Eric. Tim from Gothridge Manor. Glad you had a good time at Game Hole. One of these days, I got to get up there. I always say that about those conventions, though. But take care of yourself. I'm surprised you almost went because you were sick beforehand, so I'm sure the convention didn't help that at all. So we'll talk to you soon, Eric. Keep up the good show.
Yeah, I know everybody talks about Concord. I might have some Concord. I actually sneezed a little bit tonight, so we'll see if that means I'm coming out with anything other than allergies and post-con exhaustion. And yes, Tim, you need to go to a con. Game Hole would not be a bad choice for you. You're at Northwest PA, Pennsylvania, correct? So, yeah, it would not be a bad choice. Game Hole's a good con. You'd have fun. All right, so I'm going to give two stories of my TSA experience. One might be true. One is definitely true. I'm not going to tell you which one is which. So, Rich is already giggling in the background. Coming out to Madison at LaGuardia, I went to the TSA checkpoint. And as usual, as I go through the scanner, I got pulled. Usually, it's a pat down my left side. And I always thought it was because I sweat profusely. That's how I got to see the scanner. And I saw that, hey, where I got radiation oh so many years ago from my Hodgkin's, in my chest and by my left shoulder, is the areas they always seem to be patting down. And I actually saw the scanner view. And that was, like, highlighted in, like, yellow or whatever the hell it was. I guess denser than usual. And I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool. Now I don't mind. Let me get pulled. I'm not being discriminated against because I'm a sporty fuck. I'm being discriminated against because I have fibrosis from the radiation. And, yes, it looks strange on a scanner. So, other than that, painless. Coming home the night before, Sunday night, the story goes, I tossed my bag. Now, when I say I tossed my bag, it means I went through my shoulder bag, my leather bag, because I needed to make room for all the goodies I was coming home with. I had some very generous people give me shirts. I had my Game Hole mug, books that were donated by Frog God for... Oh, it's Christmas, outdoor encounter cards, and dungeon challenge cards donated by Phil Reed for OSR Christmas. So I had to find every inch, every hidden pocket to make sure that I was ready to go on this trip and ready to bring home stuff with me. Lo and behold, what do I find in one of my semi-hidden pockets? I don't know. It's in a canvas case, small, and I went, oh, fuck, as the story goes. Oh, fuck. Because I pull it out, and I say to myself, although this looks like it could be a travel razor, you know, those little travel razors they make that, you know, battery-operated, and you can touch up your beard for a day or two probably before the whole fucking thing falls apart on you. Although it might look like that, kind of, sort of, what it really was a little stun gun, allegedly. How it got in there could be a trip to the Poconos where my parents told me that there were bears in the neighborhood and there was an incident of one harassing a dog on a leash, and I did not want my little dog being harassed by a scavenging black bear, but I make a point of using this bag never for anything related to my previous occupation. That way I don't have to give it a full hard toss or search or whatever you want to call it before going on any plane trips. So imagine my alleged surprise when this appears in Madison, Wisconsin the night before I'm supposed to travel. Needless to say, it would not have gone home with me. Because even if it made it out one way, I doubt it was going to make it out the next way. Next story. I am at the Madison Airport going home Monday morning. I love Madison for traveling. The TSA there is not overwhelmed like they are at LaGuardia. They don't yell at you for not knowing what the fucking procedure is because it's different at every motherfucking airport. So, here you don't put your bags in the plastic container to get pushed through. Unlike New York, they wanted you to take out your liquids. It was just a lot nicer. So, I go through the scanner. I get pinged again. That's okay. I don't expect not to ping. I always expect to ping. So, get patted down with the reverse, their hands, as they want to do. My ankle, too. Maybe it was swelling a bit from all that walking I was doing at Game Hall. But guess what? My hard luggage pings. Comes up on the scanner. I see it pushed to the side on that other conveyor belt. And I was like, oh, geez. Now, if my prior story was true, then this story becomes even more interesting if I hadn't found something. Right? So, bag gets pulled. Whose is this? I put mine. Do you mind if we search at it? Go ahead. Do you mind if we start without you? Because I'm totally trying to put my belt back on and shoes and track down my computer and iPad. Not a problem. What you got to do? And the two TSA officers are going through it. And what do they pull out? But my Phil Reed supplied outdoor encounter cards and dungeon challenge cards. Apparently, Phil's cards are not TSA compliant. I don't know what Phil put on these. Maybe they still have a long memory and realize that he might be part of the Illuminati or some such fiasco-ness. Remember Steve Jackson games back in the day was shut down briefly by an FBI raid because of their bulletin board, I believe. But in any case, they're going through it and they start talking back and forth and they start talking to me like, oh, are you a gamer? I'm like, yeah. Where are you coming from, like that game convention? I'm like, yeah, Game Hall. How was it? Oh, it was good. So the one guy's like, yeah, it's like D&D stuff. I was like, yeah, that's hard to learn. So I, of course, go, but wait, we have Swords of Wizardry Light. It's just 4 pages. I fucking wrote it. But alas, they cannot take gratuities or your property. I mean, they can take your property. We have to dispose of it if you have contraband. But they can't take it for their own personal use. So I was not able to supply these two TSA agents who are obviously geeks. To some extent, and were interested in RPGs, I was not able to supply them with Swords of Wizardry Light. But, again, assuming this story is true, but one of them is definitely true, right? One of them, I say allegedly, because it could have been a crime. It's nice to know that there are gamers or geeks working at the TSA. I know last year, I'm not sure if it was coming back in Madison or Milwaukee, my dice got pulled because they were in a cup whether it was the Game Hall mug or the Gary Kahn cup. They were stuck in a cup, but all my dice were stuck in a cup and then packed with dirty underwear because I was trying to save on space. And I had a female pulling out my dirty underwear in that one. Oh, and that had to be Gary Kahn. That's right. That was last Gary Kahn. Because my beautiful wife, Rachel would never try to, smuggle high-end conditioner back from the spas at the old bunny club. No, she would never try to bring conditioner through her luggage and not. She tried to get that away too. They couldn't take it. What a waste. In any case, folks, that is today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got some insights into how the TSA is run. And yeah, I am still fucking exhausted. Tim is right. I need to pop some vitamins, get some rest, and I guess next time I go to Madison, Wisconsin, I'm not going to bring Phil Reed's cards with me. Phil, if you hear of this, your cards got my luggage pulled. Apparently, allegedly, going through security with, a human bug zapper. That won't get your luggage pulled, but Phil Reed's encounter cards will. Wow. Did I say too much? That's all alleged. All right, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for stopping by. I really do appreciate it. Stay safe. Be well. God bless. Roll those dice high or low. I know I make that shit up at the table. It's like, I don't know. Skill check. Yeah, you want to figure out what's your character's intelligence? Roll under. Oh, what's your strength? Well, you roll and they just... I just make that shit up. There we go. Thank you again. And I will talk with you all tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.